seem to be located in time and space. And we actually are within, imaginatively within this world of light, of love, of sacrificial will, it's actually a truer home to our consciousness. And at least we can imagine it. And you know, we reach out to all the men and women of goodwill in the world. And somehow through the heart, we feel our unity with them. And to a smaller group, but more powerful in a way, the members of the new group of world servers, we reach out in soul towards them as we imagine that they are found in every country. And there really is something that unites us to them and them to us. But actually, there is but one soul of humanity, and all the apparently separated souls are part of that one soul, and whether in the body or out of the body, we have some kind of soul rapport with every human being. Now that may be hard to realize because we don't know these people personally, living or dead. We don't know them in the usual personal sense, but there's still that connection, soul connection, in the one soul. Third fundamental of the secret doctrine, all souls are identical with the Oversoul. And as we realize the oneness of the soul of humanity and feel ourselves to be not only a participant in that oneness, but the oneness itself, we hold in mind the second ray mantra, naught is but me. Just takes a slight adjustment to no longer be the victim of the great heresy of separateness, but to slip over into the realization that naught is but me. And to help us achieve that, of course, the Antikarana method is there. First, linking the emotional vehicle via the seven colored bridge to the Buddhic plane. And gathering soul quality into an area around the mental unit. As we imaginatively extract light and love and sacrificial will and synthesis and the projection of monadic will in the jewel, in the lotus. We extract those and retain those energies. Around the mental unit, which we imagine, sort of the personality point at the highest level of the concrete mind. And imagining the bridge principally in the color of indigo, because we're dealing with the synthetic ray and not with all of our other individual rays in this group process, we imagine the projection of a beam of light through the indigo into the triad as far as it can go. And the way we'll do this is with an om, three ohms, and we'll inwardly say the second ray, word of power. I see the greatest light. And outwardly, we will sound the om and perhaps expect some kind of return impression from those levels of vibration that we call triadal. Three times the om, three times I see the greatest light. Now we should be more sensitive to, more responsive to a downflow from the impersonal, non-local world of the spiritual triad. Some impressions of abstract mind, even of intuition, even of spiritual will, should be able to reach our consciousness more easily. It's like entering another world, another vibratory domain. And we remind ourselves that the realm of the spiritual triad is where the consciousness of the masters is customarily focused. It's almost as if they have to make a special effort to go lower and to contact us where our consciousness is focused. And so we pledge our cooperation with these salutations. We acknowledge the existence of the masters. We acknowledge our belief in the masters and our will to cooperate with their work for the divine plan. And we're going to give our salutations. So we try to feel the gratitude that is due to them. We think of the fact they are real, they are graduate human beings, they are, many of them, remaining with the earth simply to help Sanat Kumara be assured that even the last weary pilgrim will find his way home. So there is a real process going on here, aided by those who have fulfilled the human curriculum and are now full members of the kingdom of souls. And we'll salute them. With heartfelt gratitude, the head of the hierarchy, the Christ. Salutations to the Christ, the Master of all masters. Salutations to the triangle of masters with whom we customarily work. Master M, KH, and DK. Salutations to the Master M, Moria, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Salutations to the Master Kutumi, whose ashram is most responsible in preparing for the reappearance of his brother, Lord Maitreya, the Christ. Salutations to the Master Jwalkul, who has given us the blue books, the messenger of the masters at this time, his training ashram, training disciples for the first three initiations. Salutations to your own master, as you know him to be or conceive him to be. Salutations to the entire spiritual hierarchy of our planet. And we imaginatively raise our thought toward Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known, and with deepest reverence and in all humility and as a group, identified as the group soul, we attempt to attune to the presence of Sanat Kumara standing at the center of Shambhala. And with a long, silent, internal, interior om, we imagine the group imbued with his energy. So with these alignments, with the triad and with the masters, we imagine that all of us collapse the space between us and are as if one point of light, love, and power. And this point hovers above a golden pathway which leads to the heart of an indigo sun. And the pathway will shorten until it is absorbed by the indigo sun, and we as that point travel with it. Closer and closer and closer and closer until we are, at least imaginatively, absorbed by this indigo sun. So all of us are here as if in the presence of Master DK, who is the great expert on planetary and zodiacal and ray and creative hierarchical energies. And we imagine ourselves to be an outpost of Master DK's consciousness. And with his help, and with his familiarity with the energies available now at this Leo Sirius, the full moon, we prepare to encounter the three planetary rulers of Leo, not only just the sun, but Sun Jupiter, Sun Neptune, Sun Uranus. These other planets veiled by the sun. First, let us ponder on the sun. Helios, we can call him the Most High, or Sol, S-O-L. A great symbol of microcosmic and macrocosmic identity on three levels. The personal self, the individual or egoic self, and the spirit or monadic self, the sun, the vehicle of the solar logos, the effective source of life, consciousness and will within our solar system. The sun is always shining. The radiation is always pouring forth, and we attempt to realize that our true home at this time is within the sun, the home of the monad is within the sun, within the solar logos. We attempt to feel the fact of this. And we open our consciousness to feel the impression born upon this solar stream of energy. The blue logos, really, he tells us, the indigo logos, actually, a heart chakra within a cosmic logos, the seven solar systems of which ours is one. So we attempt to become more solarized at this point. And maybe the sun is veiling Jupiter with its great expansiveness and inclusiveness. This enlarging of the self. Enlarging of the causal body. And maybe the sun is, for us, veiling Neptune, the source of the solar flames, and what allows us to merge our identity with the identity of others. And once we can do that, even with one or two persons, our life is never the same. So love divine will express through us as the sun veils Neptune with its great second ray monad, even as the sun finally and most probably has the second ray monad. Our God is a God of love. Consuming fire of love, and we are all little units in this great fiery, consuming love energy. And maybe the sun or some can veil Uranus and the great divine will come forth. And it's a transcendental power. We consider it hierarchically in terms of the initiate consciousness. It conveys the will of the solar logos through the divine flames, the hierarchy on the highest level, creative hierarchy on the highest level. So the will of the planetary logos and the will of the monad containing the first ray and the second ray, the will of God is love, especially in this solar system. So we attempt to feel the electric fire of pure spirit emanating through the sea of fire. From the sea of fire. Passing through our monad and through the spiritual triad, and into the jewel and the lotus, and finally expressing purposefully through the central jewel in our crown center, in the crown center of all group members. So we attempt, one day we will be driven by this completely. It's coming, it's not yet. But we attempt to realize the will to express through electric fire the divine archetype of our true essential spirit, our true essential identity, and maybe in a flash of realization to grasp the occult oneness of all. Now, if it happens, it's going to come like a flash. And it's not particularly rational, and you can't exactly measure it, but it will be an impression of the occult oneness of all. So we let these solar impressions through expansive Jupiter, sensitive, dissolving, identificatory Neptune, and archetype impelling Uranus. We realize they are taking us to another state of consciousness. And instead of just words, we will be able to say, I am that, or even, I am that and that I am. And we turn, having understood just a little about what our solar logos, Helios, soul, whatever we want to call it, can give and is giving constantly through the shining of the sun on many levels. It's, you know, way, way beyond, but we realize the profound dignity of this great presence burning away in the heavens. We turn, the only way to do it is imaginatively, towards the sunshine of the major sun. Already a cosmic initiative of the third degree, even as our sun, our solar logos, is trying to be that. We turn towards the star Sirius and its great logos, who is the, if we can imagine it, the teacher, the guide, the initiator of our own solar god. Sirius. Very visible in some places. always bright and arresting. The brightest star in terms of relative magnitude, just like Venus is the brightest planet in our vicinity. Sirius, blue star, and yet having all the colors of the spectrum as a white star, blue white. And this Sirian energy is here now, and we are able, through sufficient concentration, to make contact with it, which means we will tread the path of authentic initiation as we contact it. If we wrestle with the devil in the desert, and we learn that, or state that man does not live by bread alone, but by the every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. If we say to the devil that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. If we say further that thou shalt have no other gods before me, says the Lord thy God, then we will pass the test of the, in the order I gave, the flesh, the devil, and the world. We usually say world, flesh, and devil, yes, but the presentation of the temptations is usually a little different, but we have to pass them before we can truly say we are on the Sirian path of initiation as a humble disciple moving towards Sirius. So maybe some of you can even see it now, but at least we can imagine this bright blue-white star, this initiator, maybe 33 times more luminous than our sun. And we attempt to feel into the Sirian stream of energy and to realize the importance of the Sirian energy at this time of the Leo full moon. Can we feel anything from this brilliant star of sensitivity? Can we realize that the law of karma for our solar system and also the law of freedom come from Sirius? Can we realize that the initiatory power of the Sirian energy is meant to purify and elevate all things within our solar system? Can we understand that this energy is flowing at this time through every monad, soul, and personality, sometimes consciously, more rarely, and usually unconsciously? We want to feel into the Syrian factor as well as the Leonian factor. You know, another 26 or so hours. And the moment of the full moon will be upon us. Actually, maybe it's closer to 28 hours. So we think of Sirius that rules Leo, as it is said, just as Aries rules, or Mars rules Aries and Venus rules Taurus, etc. So Sirius rules Leo, and Leo brings us the light of the soul, which is not just confined to the egoic lotus. It's a much bigger thing. The light of the soul. And in that light, we seek to walk. The light of the soul, the reflected point of light, logoic or divine. The light diffused in Cancer focuses and reveals eventually a point of distinction. So we open ourselves to the energy quality of Leo, with its fifth ray coming through, just as the fifth ray soul of Sirius comes through. And we attempt to realize the profound relationship to the first ray of will and power in Leo, and the fifth ray of science and concrete mind. And as for the Sirian energy, it's coming through, we understand, a very distant unknown planet called Isis that revolves around the sun every 360 years or so, even as our Earth revolves around the sun every 360 or so days. So from Sirius through Isis, as it's called, through Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, the three synthesizing planets, from whence come karma, Saturn, sensitivity, Neptune, and freedom, Uranus. Let's see what burning grounds we can cross at this time. What burning grounds we can cross. Leo is an impressive constellation when we find it in the sky, and Sirius, an impressive star. And we think for a few moments, as we should continue to think towards the full moon time, of the mantra, which is the reach for us. I am that, and that am I. I am that, and that am I. So let us ponder the meaning there, and how it's going to apply to ourselves and to our groups and to our nations and to the soul of humanity. I am that, and that am I. A few moments of pondering. as the self expands, it doesn't make any difference where the personality travels, physically or in the mind, because that is always present. As the presence, I am that, and that am I. You know, it's a way of overcoming the great heresy of separateness, to realize the truth of I am that, and that am I, or that I am. And then nothing can escape being being. Nothing can escape being being. You can do this one person at a time. Two persons, three persons. You can consult the other kingdoms of nature. I am that, and that am I. Until that which is being takes over. You can run into what is good, run into what is bad. It makes no difference. In this exercise, it's simply that. It's simply being. And when it clicks in, you may not know how it happened, but it happened. And you know that you can no longer discriminate between this and that on the basis of quality, because this and that are all being. So carry that with you over the next day and in the days following, and even every day for 5 minutes, until it is a way of familiar approach. I am that, and that am I. Thou art that. The people who use the word that, had I identified something that they saw or felt like they were part of or identified as. Otherwise, just words. And we want to get beyond that. So under Sirius, the scorcher, let's burn away the dross, so that in the stillness we may know I am that, and that am I. It's beyond relativity. Beyond relativity. Relativity. It is the word of sameness in apparent difference. Now, from the head center of the one about whom naught may be said, where the constellation Leo finds its place, out through the Great Bear, Orion, maybe the Little Bear too, through these constellations in the one about whom naught may be said, and thence to our seven solar systems, the seven solar systems of which our solar system is one, and thence to expansive, inclusive Jupiter, sensitive Neptune, and electric Uranus, the energy of Leo flows. And as it flows through our seven solar systems, it picks up the energy of Sirius, who is part, only 8 light years away from our sun, part of the seven solar systems, along with some other stars less familiar. And passes all of this through our monad, through the soul, through the heart of the causal body, and through the heart center in the etheric portions of the astral and normal etheric body, and to the solar plexus and back to the heart. In this period, profound period of recognition by Sanat Kumara of those who have entered the hierarchy, we work with these Syrian and Leonian energies and really get into who we are. And when we know who we are and are not afflicted by glamours and illusions and psychological malaises, we can send that clarifying energy anywhere in the world. Where would it be? Where would you send it now? So that a great improvement regarding selfhood and the courage to express that selfhood would appear, and some greater nobility of spirit would appear. Let's sound the Om as we direct this Leonian Syrian energy as much as we can towards a situation on earth, according to your own choice, that needs it. And we will close this meditation as we prepare for the actual moment of the full moon. We'll be getting together at the YouTube normal live link channel that all of you should have by now. Tuya will do the broadcast for the exact moment of the full moon. And if you are free from your own obligations for similar meetings, then please feel very welcome to join us. We will close with the great invocation. From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you, everybody. And lots of love and many blessings from the whole communications team. It works very hard, even in the middle of the night, to bring you these meditations, these broadcasts, these webinars. So maybe we'll see some of you tomorrow at 2:30 GMT. It's 14:30 GMT. and we'll be working towards the actual moment of the full moon. And then our Sirius Leo work continues in cooperation with the 2025 initiative on Tuesday and on Wednesday. And Tuya will be continuing with her sacred pentagram approaches, number four and five are coming up, and maybe some of it will be incorporated into the full moon, and that would be number three. So this will be available before long to you on Makara, and Joe and Harold are putting these things up on the YouTube channel. So just want to thank you for your attendance. And, you know, there's a kind of a quiet that settles down upon us, and in which we can begin to perceive higher divine things. You know, be still and know that I am God. What a statement that is. Be still and know that I am God. So in the quiet, which is akin to synthesis, I think a lot of realization can come. So we'll see you before long, and all the best to you. Bye for now.